This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour tonight, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. We're going to talk about the Agency Arms Classified AR-15. That's coming up second hour. For right now, it's going to be me and you, though. And coming out of the Fourth Circuit Appeals Court, they passed a ruling that gun control laws must pass an exceedingly high threshold to be constitutional, a la strict scrutiny. For the first time, a federal appeals court has held that a state's ban on assault long guns and high-capacity magazines must be held to the highest level of judicial scrutiny. This was a 2-1 decision that came from the Circuit Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, which covers Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. And they held that the Maryland Firearms Safety Act must be evaluated under the same stringent standard that courts routinely use to strike down race-based governmental discrimination and categorical bans on speech, since, like them, the law seeks to restrict a core constitutional freedom. Finally, some sanity. They sent the law back to the district court to give Maryland a chance to muster evidence in defense of barring law-abiding citizens from possessing long guns. The Firearm Safety Act was hastily passed after the 2012 school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and among other things, it criminalized the possession of a list of guns it deemed to be assault weapons, including the popular AR-15. In June 2014, a district court judge upheld that law against an initial challenge, ruling that it passed intermediate scrutiny and concluding that there was a reasonable fit between the law's gun and magazine bans and the state's goal of promoting public safety. Now, however, the appeals court has ruled that a higher level of scrutiny was required. If you're one of the uninitiated, this may seem like you're some sort of meaningless splitting of hairs here in language. The level of scrutiny that courts apply to a given law determines something important, namely the degree to which the government is permitted to regulate the realm in which that law is binding. Strict scrutiny, which is reserved for laws or regulations that infringe upon core rights, puts the burden on the government to show that their restrictions on constitutionally protected conduct are narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling governmental interest. By subjecting Maryland's assault weapons ban to this heavy burden, the appeals court is casting doubt on categorical bans on semi-automatic long gun possession that exist in several other states and localities. The old quip, strict in theory, fatal in fact, is not always true, but is more often than not. The appeals court handily dispatched the stand claim of gun control activists that people rarely own a dangerous and unusual semi-automatic long gun for lawful purposes. They found that not only are such firearms owned for self-defense in one's home, but that hunting, recreational shooting, and competitive marksmanship events are also constitutionally protected. It is rare for an appeals court to go outside the self-defense context to find that firearm possession lies at the core of the Second Amendment's protection. This is big, big news. Gun rights activists have been hoping that courts would explicitly recognize the Constitution rights, not only the right to keep a firearm, but also the distinct right to bear one. And this court has now done this. They've also discarded Maryland's argument that it should be at least be able to ban high-capacity magazines, that is, magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Noting that such magazines are so common that they are standard for firearms, the court concluded that attempts to ban magazines or ammunition are no more than bald attempts to circumvent the Second Amendment. What good is a right to keep and bear a functionless or function-light firearm? Never before today has a federal appeals court held that an assault weapons ban must pass strict scrutiny. By contrast, the dissenting judge repeatedly invoked the language of gun control activists, calling Maryland's categorical gun ban a sensible gun control measure, and suggesting that the court's decision would lead to the next Newtown or Virginia Tech or Binghamton or Fort Hood or Tucson or Aurora or Oak Creek or San Bernardino. This is not so much appellate reasoning as an appeal to feelings. And it need no further be mentioned at all. Never before this day has a federal appeals court held that assault weapon bans must pass strict scrutiny. It is too early to say that their gun ban has been declared unconstitutional. Before that happens, Maryland will have an opportunity to show the district court that the ban passes strict scrutiny. But it is not too early to say that Maryland needlessly drove away 300 manufacturing jobs when it passed its probably unconstitutional gun law. Maryland, for obvious reasons, is not eager to take up the challenge of showing that a categorical gun ban is narrowly tailored to prevent crime, but not such lawful gun use as self-defense, hunting, and target shooting. They've already announced that they will seek a further review of this decision, either by asking the Fourth Circuit to rehear the case in bank before the full complement of judges instead of a 3-member panel, or by petitioning the Supreme Court to resolve the issue. Last year, the Supreme Court declined to take up a Seventh Circuit case that had let stand Chicago's ban on semi-automatic long guns and high-capacity magazines. But a circuit split of this sort is one of the things that is likely leads this will lead to the High Court having to take a look at it. This is a real reason to be excited. If this were to be upheld in the long run, this means that everything out there, California, New Jersey, New York, all of those bans would be deemed unconstitutional because they do not stand up to strict scrutiny. And this is a big thing. Strict scrutiny is a big thing. It's two words. But it's been two words that I've been waiting to hear for a very long time. Very long time. So, bearing that in mind, we'll see what we get out of this. It is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination, but it is, in fact, a very good direction to be headed in. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to do a little Masoud Ayoub stuff. We're going to do a lot of Masoud Ayoub stuff all the way through this. We're going to look at some of his things and some of his principles and some of his articles and just talk about gunfighting for the rest of this hour. I wanted to start with that, though, because that is huge. Strict scrutiny in reviewing law is huge, and it will not pass. It will not stand up to strict scrutiny. There's no way for it to stand up to strict scrutiny. This is why it's so big. This is why it is so big. And I can't wait to see. I can't wait for this to go forward. I'm very pleased that it's actually a federal court that is in my jurisdiction. That's sort of nice. Maybe the Supreme Court will have to stand up now and be counted. Who knows? In any event, we'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sometimes advice that seems like it was good back in the day turns out not to be so good. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The record shows there was a time decades ago when more adult Americans smoked than not. And back during that time, popular magazine ads, well, you know, the physicians endorsed cigarettes back then, this or that brand of cigarette. Brand A was an excellent aid to digestion after meals. One doctor said the menthol and brand B was soothing to a sore throat, said another. And today, we know better. Oncologists who've treated patients suffering from throat cancer will tell you that these old claims are bunk. They sure sounded authoritative back in the day. Some advice on gunfight survival goes back to that same era. And some of it is just as suspect. So let's look at a few examples, shall we? Myth number one, a good shoot is a good shoot. Well, in the old days, there was some truth to this. When it was reasonably clear that a good guy had shot the bad guy, the criminal justice system ruled it to be a justifiable action. And things were pretty much done with at that point. There might have been a lawsuit here or there, but it was not common to see a huge, awful, wrongful death lawsuit levied on the shooter after a fatal use of force in legitimate defense of oneself or others. And slowly things have changed. The gun control movement gained traction in the 1960s after the assassinations of President Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Senator Robert Kennedy. This time the mainstream media went in the same direction, gathering a huge momentum that remains through today. From the nation's major TV networks and the influential big city newspapers and national news magazines to the grooves of academia, it became popular to treat guns and people who owned them as an embarrassing, dangerous manifestation of low-class stupidity. This also applied for ordinary people who picked up a gun in legitimate self-defense. It was as if the Journalist Style Guide automatically decreed that the term vigilante be applied to those who saved themselves and others from being victimized. Today, a good shoot is not a good shoot until the authorities say so, and the last false allegation of a bad shoot has been decisively stamped out. It is no more as simple as it used to be. Myth number two, aim for center mass. In the old days, that was a bad choice of words, because center mass is somewhere down in the abdominal area, if you actually look at it. Center mass of the torso would have been a better way to put it. The way to stop a criminal from shooting at you is to deliver a bullet to a part of the body he needs in order to keep shooting at you and to make part of his body stop working. Students have been told for decades that they should get a copy of Gray's Anatomy right next to their shooting manuals. There's Dr. Jim Williams' excellent book, Tactical Anatomy, which is available through the website tacticalanatomy.com. An ER physician with extensive experience treating gunshot wounds and intensive firearms training himself, Dr. Williams details the proper points of aim from various angles when the object of shooting is to render a homicidal criminal incapable of carrying out his murderous actions. Myth number three, he who shoots first wins. This is untrue on multiple levels. Gunfights are not won by the guy who makes the first loud noise. They're not even won by the first guy who gets a hit. In Springfield, Missouri, in the 19th century, Wild Bill Hickok met Dave Tutt. The town square, which may have been the only time in the Old West where two men actually did have a walk and draw contest in the middle of the street. Tutt panicked and opened fire on Hickok when they were some 70 yards apart. His rounds missed. Hickok coolly stood his ground, aimed carefully, ended the fight by putting a 36 caliber round through his antagonist's heart. In the more famous gunfight at OK Corral, Wyatt Earp's brother Morgan was shot down by a bullet that went across his shoulders and chipped one of his vertebrae. And Doc Holliday received a glancing wound to the hip from Frank McLaurie's Colt 44. A moment later, McLaurie fell dead, killed instantly when Holliday shot him in the chest and wounded Morgan, and the wounded Morgan Earp almost simultaneously shot him in the head. Even severe wounds may not seriously disable a committed combatant. Take the case of Stacy Lim of the LAPD. She was shot in the heart with a .357 Magnum revolver at the opening of her encounter. She returned fire with her Beretta, hitting and killing her antagonist with four solid hits out of the four she fired. She recovered to return to full duty and is today one of the nation's most respected police firearm instructors. first does not mean you win automatically. Myth number four, if you can't do it with six or five, you can't do it at all. That has never been true. It works when you're trying to sell a five-shot revolver, but it has never been true. There was a time, in the old West that I just quoted, they used to carry extra guns because they didn't have time to reload. More recently, Officer Jared Reston was severely wounded. He had to unleash most of the rounds in his 16-shot Glock 22 to finish his deadly fight in Jacksonville. Happens to armed citizens, too. Rich Davis fired all of the six shots he had and hit all three of the armed robbers he faced while delivering pizzas, but one of them was still up and running and able to shoot and wound him twice. That night in the emergency room, it occurred to him that there had to be something better than one's own body to stop bullets with, and he was inspired to invent the soft body armor that has since saved thousands of lives. How much ammo you got? It's always better to have some left over. Myth number five, your choice of gun and ammo doesn't matter. Well, a hit with a .22 is better than a miss with a .44 Magnum, but it does matter to a certain degree. You've got to have enough ammo of the sufficient caliber to do the job. So a 9mm or .45 full metal jacket can go through two bystanders and into a third deep enough to leave three innocents lying dead on the ground. So you got to have the right ammo, okay? That's item number one. Even a soulless sociopath would realize that he could sustain a criminal charge of manslaughter and a civil suit for wrongful death or injury, and any good person with a three-digit IQ would realize that their own loved ones are the most likely bystanders to be present in a home defense shooting. So you don't want to have over-penetration like that. You don't want to have over-penetration. The first rule of gunfighting is to have a gun. And it's better to have a .380 or a .22 than no gun at all. But if you have the dress code to do it, carry the biggest thing you can. At the same time, let convenience and economy, that must be balanced with the fact that you already decided you needed to be armed. You need to have a firearm adequate to the task in the off chance that you are ever involved in a gunfight. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
One of these people a long time ago. No more. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
There is an amazing number of people that do one of two things. They either have a permit and they don't carry a gun, or they have a gun that they carry that they don't carry any ammo to go with it, any spare ammo. And let's not dump on them here, because I used to do the same thing. Right here, one of my carry guns is my Glock 17. Of course, thoughtfully done up by agency arms and everything else. But in its standard stock configuration, as far as capacity, which they did nothing to change, with one in the chamber, this is 18 rounds right here. 18 rounds of 9mm firepower. That means that's the equivalent of 3 5-shot revolvers with 3 rounds left. So, do I need to carry a reload? Well, yes, I do. I carry 2 17-round spare magazines with me. But I used to think, I've got the gun, don't I? I'm a pretty good shot, right? I'm young. How much ammo was I likely to need, et cetera, et cetera? I'm probably not even going to pull it today. The fallacy of the arguments become apparent when you look around and check out some of the gun discussions going on, particularly those on the Internet. The Internet was quite revealing because you got to hear all of the aggregation come together. So let's look at some of the excuses not to carry extra ammunition, shall we? Number one, odds are I'm not going to have to fire this thing at all, let alone run it dry and still be in a gunfight. And that is probably true enough. But the trouble is, we don't carry guns because of the odds of needing one, or most of us wouldn't carry one at all. We carry one because against all the odds, we do need one and don't have it, or if we, The cost of being unable to save our own life and the lives of those who count on us to protect them is so catastrophic, as to be simply unacceptable. If you are in the uncommon situation where you run the gun dry and the danger is still present, you're back to not having a loaded gun when you desperately needed one. Number two, back to the same old thing. If I needed more than the five shots in my snub-nosed 38, I couldn't have won the fight with more. No, if you haven't won the fight with five shots, all it means is you need more than five shots to win the fight. In the 1970s, the Illinois State Police gave Masoud Ayoub free rein to poll their troopers and study their gunfights, and back when they were the only troopers in the country carrying auto-loading pistols, he was able to identify 13 troopers who almost certainly survived because they had auto-loaders, single-stack 9mm Smith & Wesson Model 39s instead of the six-shot revolvers they carried before. Item number three, but I'm not a cop. That part doesn't matter. You're facing the same bad guys the cops do. There are cases out there where a civilian has run dry, reloaded, and prevailed. There's also been cases where they have emptied their gun and the danger is still there. Back to Masoud Ayoub, he had a friend named Richard Davis. He was shotted out with three armed robbery suspects in a Detroit alley many years ago. When the last round in his six-shot revolver went off, he had severely wounded one opponent, seriously wounded a second, and slightly wounded a third. With no spare ammo, he had nothing to do but run, at which time one of the perps shot him twice. He survived and learned to carry powerful semi-auto pistols with spare ammunition. Number four, but those guys had guns all over the place. I'm out and about and I can't do what they did. No. And if they'd had just one gun with no spare ammunition, they couldn't have either, which is why people recommend that you carry a gun, that if you carry a gun, it's an awfully good idea to carry spare ammo with it. What do you suppose every uniformed street cop you see has that ammo patch on his duty belt? Remember, you're preparing yourself to face alone the same exact violent criminals for which society has armed those police officers in anticipation of facing. There's one cop out there who got in a fight and shot somebody in the double digits. He was shooting with a Glock 21, the 45 caliber Glock, and some other stuff. And now that cop carries 147 rounds of ammunition on him every day. Number five, back to visiting what I just said. I carry an 18-shot pistol, so I don't have to worry about running out of ammo. That's debatable. You do have to worry about your auto pistol malfunctioning. It will happen to the best of them, and any gunsmith or armorer will tell you that assuming you're using good quality ammunition, the single most common cause of an auto loader stoppage is something going wrong with the magazine. Clearing the stoppage and getting back to fighting may require replacing the defective or compromised magazine with a fresh one. Another predictable occurrence is the struggle for the gun. Back to Masoud Ayoub's study of the Illinois troopers, one department alone had several saves when the troopers deliberately killed the guns by pressing the mag releases during the struggle. Now suppose you've done that successfully and retained control of the gun, and the bad guy now pulls a knife. With your magazine lost on the ground in the dark, you have at best a single-shot pistol with which to defend yourself, and not even that if your gun has the disconnector safety feature. Number six. Well, if my five shots or six shots aren't enough, I'll just run away. That's an amusing suggestion, which is, you know, if you could do that, maybe you should have done that before you got in the gunfight. The very fact that you're in a situation that has required you to empty a gun at one or more human beings probably indicates that if you turn and run, you're just going to get a couple of, when you get shot, you're going to get shot in the back. That's a fact. golly gee. Here are my rules for the guns I carry. These are worth exactly what you're going to pay for them, too. This is free advice. Right now I'm carrying primarily Glocks. Almost every Glock I own has been reworked by Agency Arms for reasons that I've quantified to you many times. I will continue to do that, except for one, which is my Glock 26, which has not been salientized, Agency Armed worked over just yet. The reason that I carry Glocks is because starting with the Glock 26 all the way up to the 34 in the same caliber, it's the same platform, with the only difference being grip length and barrel length. As far as the way it feels and reacts, it's the same gun whole way through. I pick the Glocks because of capacity and because of simplicity and because of weight and because of width and because of signature in a holster inside the waistband. While I prefer to carry a gun outside the waistband, I always look at a gun as, am I able to carry it inside the waistband? If the answer is no, then I do not need to own that gun. Some guns, which I would dearly love to have and run, like just about everything made by SIG, but they're so big and tall at the top, and they're metal, that, I mean, it's like having a box of Wheaties stuffed in your belt. Not a bad choice, but size, just too much size. So when you're out there and you're looking at things, capacity is going to matter. How easy you can fire it is going to matter. I can switch from size to size and still be basically running the same platform, and that's why I run Glocks. Magazines are all interchangeable. It's a beautiful system. Although I hate Gaston Glock. We will be right back.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Let's go back in time. As the transition began from the wheel gun to the semi-auto and law enforcement. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This being brought to you by the, or coming from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me finish that up. There we go. Boom. When Massad Ayoub was a young cop in the early 1970s, the service revolver was the standard issue for most of American law enforcement. There were some officers that got out there and asked their bosses for autoloaders or for permission to buy their own for duty use. And the standard answer was, those automatics are jam-o-matics. You can't trust them. Forget 8 or 14 shots. It will maybe go bang. When your revolver gives you 6 for sure. Of course, nature and the handgun industry took their natural course. And, you know, today what you have are very reliable semi-automatic weapons, which are all but universal in police uniform holsters. It was not always this way. In 1967, the Illinois State Police became the first major U.S. police department to adopt semi-automatic pistols as standard issue. They chose the 9mm Smith & Wesson Model 39. Masada, you got out there and spent a lot of time with that department and followed that transition with everyone from the road troopers and their representatives, the Fraternal Order of Police Troopers Lodge 41, to Bob Capelli and Sebastian Ulrich, the lead armorers at Illinois State Police's Ordnance Section in Springfield. He learned from Bob and Bash that once the troopers had their hands on their then 1,700, once the guns were in the hands of their then 1,700 troopers, some problems began to show up. And then the Illinois State Troopers, this is what they did. They called Smith & Wesson, and they made recommendations to Smith & Wesson, which resulted in the improved 39-2 pistol, and also led to a policy of downloading the guns by one round. Now, when I say downloading it, what I'm saying is, like my Magpul AR-15 magazines, they all I only load them to 28. I know that it could go two more, but I download them to 28 just because they seem to feed better with 28 than they do with 30. The original Smith & Wesson Model 39 was designed with an 8-round magazine with a knife cartridge to be carried in the chamber. Illinois State Police ran tons of ammo through those guns and discovered when loaded all the way up, there was potential for a misfeed. The policy recommended was to load only 7 rounds per magazine, which helped cure the problem and became 7-for-1 for sure, beat 8 plus 1 rounds maybe. Then they started looking at other handguns. One of the ones they picked up was the Browning High Power. The purpose of the P-35 project was to create a 9mm service pistol with lots of rounds in it, and John Moses Browning and Diadon Sade loaded its mag up to a max of 13 rounds, making it a 14 shooter with one in the spout. But it turned out to be a whole lot more reliable as a 13 shooter. In 1979, Masada was in England and shot and began teaching there in the 1980s, and in both roles got to interact with the members of the British SAS and the elite arm unit of the London Metropolitan Police, both of whom used the high power, as did their nation's military. He was told the rule of thumb is no more than 12 rounds per magazine, and it was rigidly enforced. They had seen pistols jam after the first shot when mags were loaded with 13. Very shortly after that, he ran across a case in the U.S. where a cop with a 1911 45 won a gunfight with a bad guy who opened fire on him with the Browning loaded all the way up. The bad guy got the first shot off, and the cop lit him up and killed him. Turned out the bad guy's gun had jammed on the full mag after the first shot, quite probably saving the officer's life. Time went on. Wayne Novak gave Ayub a modified magazine for a high power that worked 100% with 14 in plus the chambered round, but to this day he loads no more than a dozen in a high powers magazine. The lesson coming away from that, 12 for sure beats 13, maybe. For most of the reign of the 1911 45 auto, it has been a 7-round magazine. And then the 8-rounders came out decades ago, and there were problems with the early ones. Keeping them empty until match day and then fill them up, okay, that was good. Leave them loaded all the way up for a year or so, you'd start to have feeding problems. And because there was absolutely no flex left in the cartridge stack, you had to slam one into the gun while the slide was forward, it might not seat. The word went out, 7 for sure beat 8 maybe. Now, today, you can get magazines like the Wilson ETM, the Elite Tactical Magazine, which holds 8. And it doesn't have any fatiguing of the spring, and it reloads smoothly with a slide all the way forward. And that is the favorite magazine of a lot of people. However, the problem is they do cost. But you do get 8 for sure out of that. Back to the AR-15 platform, he agrees with me, Ayub does, that you should only load the magazines to 28. I load the steel magazines to 30. I ran steel magazines the entire time I was in the military to 30. Without getting out there and worrying too much about, is it going to feed the first two? Because it did. See, that was the thing. Here's the thing about your guns, okay? The guns in the military have been used. I mean, they have been used. They've had thousands of rounds go through them. They've been in the inventory for who knows how long. By the time you get your hands on one, that has probably been in the hands of 50 other people. So things that wouldn't normally work do work with military weapons because of that military tolerance, which is not built into them. It's beaten into them. Now today, most of the guns that you get today, you're never going to shoot them as much as a military issue weapon is going to be shot. So what he's basically saying, like, I've got mine loaded right now with 18. So what he's saying I should do, old Mossad, is I should drop my magazine out. There's still a full magazine. Pop out the 18th shot and then put the full magazine in and load that. And then I'm back to a 17-shot pistol, 16 in the magazine, 1 in the chamber. And apparently that's better for the gun. It makes it. And I mean, all of us have seen that where that magazine, when it's so tight in that magazine, it doesn't want to shuck off as well as it normally would. With a Glock, which is the most common pistol out there today, Most of them will work fine with the mags loaded all the way up. His favorite is the Glock 30, which mine happens to be the Glock 21 or the Glock 17. I don't like the 30 because the grip is too short. I don't know why he likes it. I don't know if he has smaller hands than I do or what. Now, what he uses, now, and this is the beauty of the Glock system. One of the reasons that people like Glock 19s is you can take the Glock 19 out with a Glock 19 magazine in it, which makes it that easy. You know, it's a 15-round magazine. Fits flush up to the base of the grip. But if you have to stick another magazine in it, it will take the Glock 17 magazine with no problems. And a lot of people only buy Glock 17 magazines. With the Glock 30, it will take the Glock 21 magazines all day long. So, having said all of that, he carries a 13-round Glock 21 mag. But sometimes you may be limited to 10 rounds. If you go to a state, well, most of us do not travel to states where we have to worry about things like diminishing our round count or something because we're not teaching people like Masoud Ayoub or John Farnham. In any event, though, there is a happy medium between round count and reliability. Coming up next from Sage Dynamics, we're going to be joined by Aaron Callen. We got all kinds of things to talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood. Think education has to be boring?
Yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.